This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. Chrissy is an author, speaker, and wellness coach based in Townsville, Queensland, Australia. Chrissy, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great and really great to have you out. Been looking forward to hearing from you. So tell us, for starters, Chrissy, what is actually a wellness mindset?
Thank you. It's a great question for the new year, isn't it? Well, a wellness mindset starts with a simple idea that we want to be healthy or well. When we ask ourselves questions that ensure we make decisions based on our health, whether it's our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, you know, and some of those questions could include, you know, how am I feeling today? What does my body need? Do I need any exercise this week? What time will I go to bed this week? What will I do just for fun this week? How will I fuel my body? When can I schedule exercise into my week? And then am I organized to ensure that I can prioritize wellness as part of my week? And I call those wellness questions because they start to encourage you to ask yourself questions on a daily basis that enable that mindset of wellness to become your normal default position.
I know most people would like to take care of themselves better, but just don't know what to do. How can we, or how can one establish a personalized self-care plan?
It's true, isn't it? And self-care has become such an important word in the last 18 months. But firstly, I feel we need to recognize that our self-care needs will change at different stages of our life and in different circumstances. And 2020 has been a prime example of differing circumstances. But generally speaking, if we look at self-care on a physical level, a mental level, social level, and a spiritual level, we can pick and choose a variety of activities that speak to those differing aspects of us as individuals. You know, and that's things such as journaling, spending time in nature, exercising, having healthy boundaries at home and work. And we know that those have become very blurred recently. You know, often saying no is a good form of self-care. Asking for help, which is something many of us are not good at, getting enough sleep, you know, and even just listening to beautiful music, meditating, etc. You know, those are very important foundations for a good self-care plan.
Yet another question for you, Chrissy. Describe for us our sustainers and drainers. Get into that.
Well, as humans, we all have things that drain our energy and at the same time give us energy. Those that give us energy is known as sustaining behaviors, and those that drain us are just that, our drainers. In modern life, it's very hard to exist without drainers, but what we can do is learn to become aware of our sustainers and our drainers and build a foundation of sustaining habits and behaviors so our drainers are not the dominant ruler in our life. For instance, ironing, household admin, and doing the laundry is very draining for some people, whereas spending time with friends, reading, cooking can be very sustaining. Unfortunately, when we get busy, our sustainers usually get dropped and our drainers are all we have left. What I encourage people to do is to make their sustainers a bedrock for their life, and in that way, the sustainers are not so draining. And when we have challenging times, we can lean on our sustainers to fuel us and give us energy.
Always good to talk about the sustainers and the drainers, and that certainly is most helpful. Today we are visiting with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now also, tell us about your book, Broken to Unbreakable, 12 Steps to an Unbreakable Mind, Body, and Spirit.
Thank you, Eric. I started writing the book in mid-2019, and it was published in mid-2020. It's a self-help, health and well-being book written in a conversational style, highlighting my story, anecdotal stories from all over the world, as well as stats and facts to support it. There are 12 steps that are designed to help you build a foundation of healthy, sustaining habits and embrace a wellness mindset throughout your life. It's available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook via my website and all online retailers around the world. And the book also includes 13 original poems I've written to inspire the reader on their journey. I believe that this book is transformational in itself, and the feedback has been great from a wide variety of people all over the world.
Certainly sounds like a great resource. Again, the title of that book is Broken to Unbreakable, 12 Steps to an Unbreakable Mind, Body, and Spirit. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway, or one last final tip before we conclude today?
I think given where we are at the beginning of 2021, it's important to understand your sustainers and drainers and start to develop a personalized self-care plan. You can then help to build a strong foundation for your health and your well-being so that when things get challenging or remain challenging, as the case may be, or you're faced with uncertainty, you can better manage your health because you've strengthened your resilience as well as your coping mechanisms based on a physical and a mental level. So that would be my takeaway tip for today, Eric.
Chrissy, really appreciate your visit and certainly appreciate the information shared, especially the concluding remarks and advice there. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can find your work and reach you for more information. Where's the place to do so online?
Thank you. They can find my website, thewellnesspoet.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Chrissy Regan, The Wellness Poet, and LinkedIn. So wherever whatever platform they use, or just Google The Wellness Poet, I'm sure that they will receive many of my social channels will come up.
And that certainly works. And Chrissy, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here this morning on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. And for all the details, visit thewellnesspoet.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.